Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. And I'm so happy to have you here on the air with us this morning on Made Whole with MG Page. Happy, happy Saturday to you. And I'm happy that you thought it not robbery to be with us on a Saturday morning. I know there's sales to catch. I know there's golf to play and all type of housework and errands to do and run. But when you take time to sow into what's going to help build you and help build community, that really is a blessing, and you shall reap a harvest because of it. A lot of times we think that the small things don't matter. But in fact, the scriptures say that a little bit of leaven, a little bit, leavens the whole lump. So that can work in both ways. It can be a good thing, that little bit that is much is made much, and it can have a great impact on lives and blessing other people, or it could be a little bit of compromise or a little bit of negligence, a little bit of procrastination, a little bit of negativity, or that one night you decide you're not going to go to the gym, and then it levers the whole lump of what you're doing, what you're endeavoring to do as far as wholeness, wellness, and getting fit, and just being your best that you can, amen, and presenting your body a living sacrifice to the Lord, all right? So we want to not neglect those little things, because little we know becomes much if we continue to prime that pump. Does that make sense? Amen. And I know you say, why is she saying amen? This is a health and wellness program. Well, then you is going to come out, okay? Praise God. But I am delighted. I am delighted that God is expanding and enlarging our territory. For those of you that have been following Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, this is another entity or another part of ministry. It is, because we are assigned to help people of God. And listen, you don't have to be a member of somebody's church to be a child of God, all right? But we're here to help you, and you. You don't have to be of any particular denomination or background to give God your body. You don't. And we're here to encourage you to become better, to be made whole, to receive God's blessing, and being healthy and whole and fit for his kingdom. You have a job to do. Whether you realize it or not, you have a job to do. You have an assignment to fulfill. You have a purpose in this earth, and you cannot fulfill your destiny. You cannot reach your goals, and you cannot do all that you have been deployed in this earth to do if you're not at your optimal. In other words, if you're not functioning at your best, being sick, mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, financially. We got to be about it now. All these years we've been seeing things. We have had some of our loved ones. We have seen changes in government regulations as far as tobacco and different things to let us know there is a move of God happening in the earth to get us to the place where we can receive God's best and execute his best in every arena of our lives, on the job, in our families, again, in the community. So that's why we're here on Made Whole. And for those of you that were here with us about two Saturdays ago, we had the incomparable, I call her, Jamie English with us, who shared wonderful information concerning traditional medicine versus alternative medicine, and it was just a blessing. We had to have her come back on for a second run at this, because there's so much information that is out there that we don't know about. And sometimes we know, but we're afraid to step out and try new things, try different things. We have been brainwashed to be afraid of the unknown. Come on. But when Jesus told his disciples to launch your net into the deep, that was an unknown place. And for some of you, that's the call of God for you to do in your health. You got to come out of those shallow waters of tradition and what you've been used to that has been passed down to you. Because truth be told, a lot of what we have followed has been excellent. It's been good. But a lot of it has been causing a lot of problems in our health and wellness, sickness and disease, chronic illness that can be reversed, can be halted, can be alleviated when we just implement simple things, take practical measures to help overturn some things. So, Jamie, I'm so happy that you could be with us again this morning on Made Whole. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. It was good to be back. I'm ready to share some good wisdom and knowledge about natural health with all you guys.
All right. So happy you could be here. Listen, the last time that you were with us, we discussed how important it is for us, at the very least, to at least consider healthy, more healthy and all-natural alternatives so that we can kind of combat illness and overcome illness. And we know that there have been so many pharmaceutical drugs. We talked about that last time, a lot of pills and elixirs and all these different things that are being introduced and really bombard us on television and commercials as far as prescription medicines to deal with all types of diagnoses. But we want to try to explore some more natural alternatives that won't have such a devastating effect as far as toxicity because of side effects and, you know, synthetic materials that are used to make some of these medicines. Even over-the-counter vitamins, I found, have been manufactured with synthetic materials that can really make you sick in the long run. Help us with some practical steps that we can take as far as utilizing food as medicine, if you will.
Okay, absolutely. I'd say include raw vegetables in your diet daily as much as you can take, whether it's a salad or you're juicing or, you know, doing green smoothies or things like that. Just include them in your diet every day. Replace one meal with a salad each day. I would say you should minimize your daily sugars by 50%. And sometimes that does take time. You may have to start off small, something that you would normally eat every day with packed with sugar. You want to kind of remove that. And then work your way up until you're at least like 50%. Below it. And then use rich oils when cooking, such as my favorite is coconut oil versus like vegetable oil and canola oil. Like if you can, please try to remove those out of your kitchen and stop buying those if you can. These are great starts to starting a natural lifestyle. And the more and more that you include raw vegetables in your diet, the better and better you will begin to repair any damage that may have been done all along the years.
That's awesome. Now, it's something you just said that really is sticking out for me, and I need to ask you a question about it. When you were saying to try to reduce sugar, now you're not limiting that to white table sugar, but what about refined, you know, those products, processed foods that are loaded with sugar? Can you give us an example of some of those that we could try to avoid or minimize?
Yes, like maybe cereals that have, you know, a ton of sugar in it. Just like make sure you read your labels. That'll always tell you how much sugar you're taking in. Juice, a lot of juices like Kool-Aid or, you know, even fruit juices have a lot of sugar in it. When I get juices, I usually get them without any added sugar. So I'm always reading the label, making sure there's no additional sugar in that. Even down to like granola bars and things like that, you know, a lot of people think it's like a healthier option, which in some ways it is, but then they're packed with sugar, so you're still at a disadvantage with those sugars in there. So if you read the labels, that's a huge benefit. Just try to find things without any added sugar in it.
I hope you all are listening to that, reading your labels, because sometimes, again, we are so quick to pick up and purchase and just throw things in the shopping cart. And the truth be told, there really is a strategy even to grocery shopping. Jamie, I think I'm going to have you come back on for that one. But even with you know, shopping. I've always, and again, we are creatures of habit. We are so used to, okay, I'm going to hit this area first, and then, you know, we, especially if you're a mother, you have children, you want to get them little snacks and treats and different things, but we have to be careful to ensure that we're passing on the proper information even to our children and our children's children, because, you know, even the food industry has changed so much has changed in our world, and we want to be able to combat, again, those things that are going to cause damage. Would you talk to us a little about the importance of sleep hygiene? When I first heard that term, I thought it was the weirdest thing. I said, sleep hygiene? It's almost implying that your sleep habits can be dirty, you know? I just thought it was comical at first, but when I personally discovered how the lack of sleep or not getting enough restful, healing sleep had the effect that it had on my body, it wasn't too comical anymore because it began to affect my health, you know. So would you please talk to us a little about the importance of sleep hygiene and how this one thing, you're getting healthy sleep or developing healthy sleep habits, can aid in reversing disease?
Absolutely, and I haven't really ventured much into it, but just in my own personal life, I know the importance of sleep and how I love my bed. I say that now because sleep is so important for me to have a more balanced life. You know, just when your days are busy and, you know, have all these things going on in family and kids and husbands and et cetera, you know, it's important to let your body rest and rest for a nice period of time. You know, of course, they say 8 hours is pretty standard. But just that's just so important to create kind of balance and let your mind rest, let your body just rest and get, you know, the things that it needs well, at night, you know, like kind of rejuvenating yourself, in a sense, each day.
Very good. And that is something I was actually speaking to a friend of ours, and she said that she has actually not been able to really get restful sleep. And sometimes you're on this, we get on this energizer bunny type of treadmill where we're going. And sometimes by the time you can wind down, you only have a couple hours before you have to get back up again. So I encourage everyone that's listening to try to. Now, it's different when you have to be up. Sometimes we have deadlines and, you know, sometimes you just really can't sleep because there may be a prayer need or something like that. That's different. But what we're talking about today is to really try to develop the art, if you will, or the science, if you will, of getting in bed at a certain time. Even if you're not sleeping, get in the bed. Take your bath, shower, whatever it is, and physically get in the bed to train your body. Okay, it's rest time. That's it. We're not doing nothing else. We're not cleaning nothing else. You know, it's time to wind it down. And, you know, we'll see a big difference even in that. All right. How much of an impact would you? I'm so sorry. Yes, please.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to add that a lot of sleep problems have increased in the past 5 or 10 years or so, and the biggest reason is because of aspartame, which is an ingredient found in diet foods like diet soda and diet drinks and stuff. And that a lot of people who consume high levels of aspartame have sleep problems, and it leads to neurological disorders in the future.
My goodness. I'm so happy that you touched on that because we had done a piece about that a couple times on Made Whole with the Waterworks page because of, like you said, the diet sodas and drinks and that particular ingredient, aspartame. And if I'm not mistaken, it's found in artificial sweeteners as well, like Splenda and NutraSweet. And, is that right?
Yes, they have studies.
Has shown that they have damaged, and we want to be careful with what we are ingesting, because it could be something as simple as that, interrupting your sleep, keeping
yes.
you from getting your proper rest. But we want to look at some more healthy alternatives. And for those of you that have not yet done so, you can look on the FoodWorks page or the WaterWorks page. There's loads of information there, and we will continue to follow up on that, especially following our discussion today. So how much would you say of an impact that the food industry plays, or how large of a role does the food industry play on when it comes to our health?
I would say about 99%. Because
wow.
most of us depend on the food industry to supply food for our bodies, unless we grow
mm-hmm.
our own food, of course, which, you know, there are not a lot of people nowadays doing that. So our bodies are fueled by the foods that they're
mm-hmm.
made available for us, and we depend on that, and it has a huge impact on our health.
You know, you just mentioned something else about growing your own food. I've been seeing more of a surge lately of people that are particularly in the inner cities, in city areas where you would not expect to really have a lot of gardening, they
mm-hmm.
are starting to grow indoor gardens, even in apartments.
Yes.
There are people, yes, this is
yes.
phenomenal. That's
yes.
really, you know, have you had any experience in doing that, or have you thought about implementing that at all?
I want to so bad. One day I will. I want to have my own farm one day. But no, I have not
wow.
done anything to date other than research. But that is definitely a huge goal of mine.
Yes, I think that's an indication of the time that we're living in, as far as, you know, like you said, our dependence on the food industry to provide us with food to eat. And we really, again, have to be mindful of what we are taking in our bodies, because a lot of the food that's grown is genetically modified, or a lot of pesticides and different things like that. So we just want to be more mindful. We have talked a little bit about utilizing food as medicine. How important is that? And how have we gotten so far away from utilizing the natural resources that have been provided for us? You know, back in the day, and we touched on this last time a little bit, but, you know, the
mm-hmm.
grandma and those would go outside and get a piece of leaf or something. And, you know,
right.
and you'd be just fine, you know. I remember
yes.
as a little girl, I had a fever, and my babysitter sat me in a steel tub of vinegar and onions.
Wow.
I didn't know she was going to cook me or what, but she put me in a tub, a steel tub, with vinegar, and she sliced the onions and put it in the tub and sat me in it. That fever broke within seconds and never came back. You know?
Wow.
And so now, if you were to say that to somebody today, they'd look at you like you're crazy. You know, because we got Tylenol and we got ibuprofen and acetaminophen and, you know, all of these things. But we got into far off course, because it was
yeah.
a way of life
yeah.
at one point. You didn't have no pill and, you know.
Right. Yeah, I say let's go, I like to use the term back to the basics, you know, kind of the simple life. When God created the foods in its rawest forms, he created it perfectly, meaning it had every
yes.
component that it needed to benefit our bodies in its purest state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a no wonder that the people who lived during, you know, back then lived much longer than we do now. And I believe it's because
mm-hmm.
of the food that they ate in its purest form. We've gotten so far away from that form because we allow food companies to add harmful preservatives in our food and add genetically modified ingredients in our food.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat processed foods that are good for us. And the reason why we've gotten so far away is because we allow it. We continue to buy from them, and we keep them in business.
Wow. You know, it's really a rat race type of time we're living in, because everything is microwave and it's quick and it's instant. And, you know, we don't take time anymore to really invest in those things that will benefit us. You know, I was sharing with someone, we take better care of our vehicles or our, you know,
yeah.
our homes with spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to our bodies, we're
yeah.
on track.
Yeah, and our physical appearance too, you know, our clothes and hair is flawless,
yes.
and nails, but then in the inside is
yes.
suffering. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to turn that around, family. We have to do something about this because I don't know about you, but it broke my heart when I heard of family members or close friends, young. Now there's some things genetically that we can't quote unquote change, of course, except through prayer. But what I'm saying is there are certain things genetically that have, through the bloodline, been health issues or caused chronic illness. But even those things, if we would take the time to invest in our health and wellness on the inside,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you'll be the better for it. You will be the better for it. You will be able to pass information on to others and help others. You can do like Jamie one day, have a resource where you can teach other people. I'm not going to come this that far too when you get it.
Absolutely.
It's some broccoli and cauliflower, you know. Because
yeah.
we have come so accustomed to cooking the life out of food, and again, microwave, you know, drive through. It's so simple, it seems, and so time saving. But the time that you are bargaining with to try to have convenience is time that you lose on the other end. Your lifespan being shortened, or you can't enjoy your
mm-hmm.
life because you're sick, and you know we got yeah. to do something about this. Now I remember some time ago you had shared some information with me about essential oils. I have been reading up on that and very curious
mm-hmm.
and seeing whole sections devoted to it in our local health store here, and
mm-hmm.
really was curious about how utilizing essential oils is helpful as an alternative to prescription meds or traditional medicine. Would you help us with that?
Absolutely. I use them daily. They're a great healing tool, and they must. I'm sorry. Oh, they must be therapeutic.
Yes.
Oh, okay. They must
yes.
be therapeutic grade, meaning the quality is pure enough and potent enough for medicinal purposes. So I use them every day for air purification. I diffuse them in my home, even for prevention of colds and illness. And when my son gets, you know, when he starts to get sick, I use oils on his feet. I rub them at the bottom of his feet as often as possible, probably every few hours, just to prevent the impact of the cold. So, like, let's say a cold may last 7 days for him, and may last four because I'm using essential oils with him.
Wow. Now, I have another question. Now, you said diffusing it in the home. Are essential oils, now, apparently there are oils that you can apply right to your body, your person. You actually can apply the oil to your body. Now,
yeah.
What about in the bath? Are they utilized in the bathtub at all for soaking?
They
or?
Do. Mm-hmm. You can, just depending on the person's level of sensitivity with their skin. Like, I do it with me because I have pretty much tough skin. But a person with sensitive skin, they may feel it, like feel like tingling or something like that. So you have to be very careful or use a very small amount, maybe like one or two drops. That's how strong
mm-hmm.
it is, where you only need one drop or two in order to see the benefits of it.
Wow. Now, where do these oils come from? Are they from flowers? Are they from plants? How does that work?
Yes, they are extracted from the leaves of plants in a very intricate process to extract the oil, and they come from all over the country, all over different countries.
Wow.
You're really powerful, really strong.
Phenomenal. Awesome. Okay, what types of changes now? We've been talking a lot about how traditional medicine, we had talked about this last time, has benefits as well as some bad points as well. There has been a movement, and I know that you can attest to this, as it pertains to people really changing over their means of health and wellness as far as
getting well and maintaining health and wellness through diet, through exercise, being fit, meditation. There have been so many different programs, if you will, or different institutions really being developed. Out here, they just developed the Health and Wellness Institute where you can go and take classes. And what changes, what types of changes do you foresee taking place in Western medicine in the future?
Well, I believe that Western medicine will get more aggressive with their tactics because natural medicine is a threat to, you know, all the money that's being made and, you know, keeping people sick. I believe that new man-made viruses will be rolling out. I just saw a new one yesterday that I noticed in order to instill fear in people, which can cause them to go back to, you know, the ways, their ways of vaccinating, thinking that it's helping them when it's really hurting them in the long term. The more and more alternative medicine grows, the more and more I believe the enemy will attack and try to stunt that growth. But on the flip side, I do believe that more people are more aware and that they'll start going to school and studying like naturopathy, which is the study of natural medicine. It'll start growing even more, and people become stronger and aware, and it's going to be a battle.
But
I think it's worth it.
Anything worth having is worth fighting for. You know, I like what you said, that, you know, because on the one hand, I'm thinking, you know, the change in Western medicine, you know, people are going to, the knowledge, just like the Bible said, is going to increase, you know, in the book of Daniel, knowledge is going to increase. That is true. The knowledge of natural medicine is increasing. But on the flip side, we do have a real enemy that's not happy about us utilizing the tools that God has given us. So but the fight will be well worth it, very much well worth it, so that we can do what we need to do. All right, I need to ask you another question. Vitamins, are they necessary? Do we need to supplement?
We do. Well, vitamins are necessary if you're not meeting your body's daily mineral requirements. Like if you have a fast-paced life and you're not taking the time out to eat your raw vegetables, your green smoothies and such, you will need to supplement with a whole food vitamin. And what that is a vitamin that doesn't have synthetic ingredients. It's like made from real foods. And you notice that by reading the labels. Like a vitamin that doesn't have whole foods in it, it won't say any source like oranges or lemons or things like that. You'll just see like scientific terms and things like that. The whole food vitamins, you'll see the actual food or herb or fruit that it was extracted from.
Awesome. Whole food vitamins. Very good. All natural. And we can find those at the local health food store. And as Jamie said, do read your labels. Please read, people. Read. We have to see what we're taking in. One more thing. We have about 2 more minutes. Please share how important it is to develop a mindset that will help us to be motivated to change bad choices and how we care for ourselves.
Okay.
How important is it to develop that mind?
It's crucially important to work on your mind and learn more about the power of our minds, because our minds, I believe, even have the ability to heal our bodies. But we have to learn how to utilize it and tap into the study of your mind. Our minds have a lot of power and influence over even the food choices that we make, and even every choice that we make in our lives starts in the mind.
Yes.
So if you're telling yourself, you know, raw vegetable, and you're like, I don't want that, that's disgusting, that's because your mind is, like, making you have that decision. But if you work on the power of your mind, you can reprogram that thought and say, you know what, I'm going to eat it. You can even make it taste good or taste as good as possible because my body needs this. So it's important to work on your mind every day.
My goodness. You know, the scripture said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that's why it's so important that we try to allow yourself to receive information that's not one-sided. Your mind is vital to your soul, your body, and your spirit. Everything is connected. And the sooner we realize that and begin to really practice self-care,
we're going to be the better for it. JD, our time is out, and we're going to have you come on again. Every time I have more questions, and I'm sure that the people out there would appreciate you coming back on and sharing with us. I want to thank you for being here with us today. Thank all of you that have listened in and shared with us in partaking of this knowledge. May the Lord bless you. May you be made whole, heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We'll be back with a new message in February, the third Saturday in February, where Tara Brown will be our guest. Meet me then. Be blessed and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Bye-bye.